Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am so thrilled to introduce you to Annie, who has been drawing on 25 years of experience in marketing, communications, and public relations. Ms. Marsolet leads both the CMO and Chief Communications Officer functions of BDC. As such, she plays a pivotal role in supporting the bank's mission to help create and develop strong Canadian businesses through financing, advisory services, and capital, with a focus on small and medium-sized enterprises. Prior to joining BDC, Annie had management and executive positions at TELUS, Yellow Pages, and Weber Shandwick. Annie, thank you for being here.
I'm so pleased to be here. Hi, Darren.
So, okay, to start off, those that are listening, BDC, what does that stand for? For those that are new to the brand.
Thank you for asking. Let's not take that for granted. So BDC stands for Business Development Bank of Canada. We're a unique bank. We're different from other charter banks. We're a development bank. So we have a unique mandate to serve entrepreneurs in Canada.
Incredible. So if I'm a kid and I, you know, want to open up my first bank account, savings account, I'm not going to the BDC, correct?
You're not. And then we would not be able to serve you. So you would go to your credit union, local bank, or whatever other bank. But if you want to start a business, you might come to us.
Incredible. And BDC is also becoming very well known as being the CDAP project for the Boost Your Business portion, the loan facilitators or managers of that portion. Maybe tell us about that.
Absolutely. So CDAP, or the Canada Digital Adoption Program, is really to help enterprises in Canada, small and medium-sized businesses, automate or digitize their business. We know that's a key factor for productivity, to counter the labor shortage and so on and so forth. So with our shareholder, the Government of Canada, we are partnering so the businesses can have a digital mandate, so advisory mandate that a part of it is subsidized. And if you want to implement that project that you've developed with an advisory service firm, among them yours, you can come to BDC for a 0% loan.
Incredible. Yeah, it's an amazing program. I'm still blown away. So we've seen a lot of agencies use it where they get a strategy marketing plan, $15,000 of it covered by the federal government. They get a youth subsidy, $7,300. And once those are done, they can then go to BDC and get an interest-free loan for 6 years, up to $100,000. It's an incredible program. And the application takes almost 10 minutes to apply.
Well, there you go. So we've worked with our partner, obviously, to make the experience as smooth as possible. So I'm glad to hear that. And I think it's an opportunity not to be missed, because obviously we see it in the numbers. Businesses that automate, businesses that will take the digital transition, perform better than other organizations. So it's really a great program to leverage.
Incredible. So let's talk about you though, your background, your experiences, your kind of like work to date. Tell us about that journey of going from like, you know, maybe university or college or high school to where you are now, and tell us about that process.
Well, interestingly enough, I mean, this is a marketing podcast and discussion. So I didn't get into marketing. I would say that marketing got to me. So I really started my journey from a communications perspective. So throughout my academic journey or career, communications has been the thread. I've always gotten myself involved in communications projects and so on and so forth, being on stages and so on. And so I did study in public relations. So this is really how I started my career, by working for a smaller boutique firm, public relations, communications, corporate communications. I started working for different events, doing media relations, and then moved to the corporate side. at Yellow Pages, where really it was a decade of great learning, working on setting up the corporate communications function, bringing the company public, rebranding. And so as the years went by, I was really seeing an affinity with brand. So brand and reputation go hand in hand. And over time, I was fortunate that I was given the responsibility of brand and marketing communications at Yellow Pages. And then as the career progressed, I moved on to TELUS to oversee marketing communications. And I could see the synergies between marketing communications, understanding the distinction between the two different functions. And I'm a big, big, big believer between those synergies, because oftentimes marketers tend to not really appreciate the full strategic and value of communications and vice versa. So I was fortunate that I could bring those two together. And at BDC, I'm the chief marketing officer overseeing both communications, marketing and all aspects of marketing, research and client experience. Because at the end of the day, if you're working for a brand, you want to make sure that the experience you provide is in sync with the brand will be influenced by the experience you provide, and that in itself will influence the reputation of your organization. So I'm overseeing all of that, and I can tell that it's, for me, the best approach in organization.
Amazing. Okay, I love asking this question because everyone kind of has a different take on it. And again, there's no right or wrong answer here. But when you hear the terms like marketing and the term advertising, and then you have like communications, PR, you know, social media, all that stuff, how do you see those structured and kind of like feeding into each other? Where do you see those semantics? Because I'm always find that fascinating. Like, is marketing the head, or is advertising another head and then everything's underneath it? Are they all in the same bucket? Or in your mind, where do those words live?
That's such a good question.
Right?
So where to start?
Yeah, like what are your thoughts? And everyone has a different perspective on it, right? And because it's words.
Yeah, no, definitely. So it starts with brand and reputation. I mean, an organization will have a license to operate if it has a strong brand and reputation. And that resides and relies on the experience you provide. So you can put up the best advertising out there, but if you're not delivering a great experience, your message will not resonate. So for me, it's really understanding those dynamics and working with the business to ensure that the experience, the product, the services that you're putting out to market are responding to a need, that the way you're going to market and what goes into the making of your product and services is also sustainable, ethical, and so on and so forth, because that will feed into your brand and reputation. So for me, it's not one or the other, it's one with the other. So advertising being part of marketing, there's a reason why we're calling marketing communications as a discipline, is the juncture between both. And so they need to work hand in hand. So I'm trying to put it simply, but at the end of the day, you've got to work for building a strong brand and reputation, and everything that you're doing needs to feed into that.
That's a great accent. Thank you. That was very good, Annie. Thank you. Now for you, education-wise, training, what do you feel are kind of the important pieces right now? Maybe even kind of like what was important to you that you got and maybe are continuing to get, and maybe what you look for when you hire people.
So I do believe in continuous learning and education. I do that for myself. I think it's really easy to become obsolete, especially in the world of marketing and communications. It's going so fast. This is an industry, a market, a domain that if you're not keeping up with what's going on, you will become a dinosaur. And oftentimes I can tell you, with the people within my team, I feel like the dumbest in the room, because obviously with what I do today, I'm not called upon being the expert in everything that I do, but I need to have sufficient knowledge about every little piece and every functions of marketing and communication. So continuous learning is very important. So it comes with the trait of curiosity. And so I encourage people, and I can see the difference within my team of the people who will evolve are those that will keep a sharp interest. It doesn't have to be going to school. It can be listening to podcasts. It can be joining associations. I know I'm part of several CMO circles. I get fed from my peers all the time. Once again, exchanging our challenges. So my advice to everybody is just stay in tune with what's going on. Find your own thing, whether it's learning through listening to things, reading books, going back to class. But I know that's how I'm keeping myself up to date.
And Annie, I'm going to put you on the spot, and you seem very humble and an amazing leader. So this is maybe going to be difficult, but BDC has recently offered scholarships to get Indigenous students into the marketing industry through the Indigenous Scholarship Fund. It's on your site. It's really awesome. We'll put a link in the show notes. But why is that important? Why did you decide to invest in something like that?
It's so important. So thank you for bringing that up. We're very, very pleased. It's a very humbling and great learning experience. We want to give the chances to just anybody who wants to learn, and especially in the Indigenous communities and Indigenous peoples. We want to work with you to be able to give them the opportunity to get new knowledge, to get mentors, to get exposed to our industry, to get exposed to marketing. So when the opportunity was brought to us to work with Jenny Marketing on the scholarship, it was just a no-brainer. And the team has been so enthusiastic about it. We're learning every day. It's a great way to learn from each other. And so it is new. We just got started and we're learning on both ends. It's a really, really win-win situation. So any organization who would want to do the same, I encourage you to do so. So far, it's, once again, it's engaging from a business perspective, and hopefully it's going to bear fruit for these entrepreneurs and students, because we have both from different horizons. So that's why the richness of the individuals we're working with will make us stronger. And at BDC, diversity and inclusion is very important. It's been for a long, long, long time. And we're a B Corp. We were one of the first financial institutions to be a certified B Corp, which speaks to the highest standard of environmental, social, economic standards. And so this is not new to us. We're being a little bit more deliberate in how we go at it. And I spoke about the labor shortage, about automation with the CDAP program. It goes to also giving the chance to more people. And this is an example, working with you on trying to build new talent from different backgrounds is a very unique opportunity. And we're happy to do that.
Amazing. And those that are listening, B Corp, Patagonia is a member, Tentree is a member, Ben and Jerry's. And maybe just give us, why should brands consider becoming a B Corp today, especially in this day and age?
Well, first of all, B Corp organizations perform extremely well because they're not only wanting to bring value to shareholders, they want to bring value to the communities in which they operate. They want to give value to the people they work with, so throughout the supply chain. So it's what we call the triple bottom line, is doing good, not only for shareholder purposes, but doing good for the environment, for the communities in which we operate. And so if you're going through a B Corp assessment, you really look at, it's a full due diligence of all your operations and making sure that you're living to the highest standards in different categories, or once again, social, how you treat your employees, your suppliers, and so on and so forth, what you do from an environmental perspective, the way you interact and engage with your stakeholders in your community. So there's lots of information out there for you to look at this assessment. It's a great way to also plan strategically for where you want to go in the future. And we know before legislation comes that the future is sustainability. So as an organization, you want to make sure that whatever you decide, how you decide to operate needs to be sustainable. So the B Corp assessment. And if you want to go to the extent of being certified, that's great. But even just looking at the assessment and some of the things that you should be doing differently will make a whole difference in the what you're going to set out to do as an organization.
Yeah. And some of the bonus things of being Canadian, you get points just because we offer mat leave as a Canadian company, thanks to our government. Yeah. Which is kind of a nice perk when you, I think it's like 5 points.
True enough. Yeah.
And they have a really cool thing that if you add a certain verbiage to your shareholders agreement, which is like, our focus will be a triple bottom line, you also get another 5 points, I think, right there.
Yeah, in the US, it's got to be enacted in your act of incorporation. So it is stating that we want to be profitable, but not profit for profit, profitable to be able to give it back to the communities you serve, to your stakeholders, not only your shareholders, to your stakeholders. So this is the big distinction.
Yeah. So Annie, recently I got interviewed by the CBC. I was so excited and they're like, hey, it's going to be on the news tonight. And so I've got four kids. So we're like, let's watch the news at dinner. So we'd never done the 6 o'clock news. So we're watching the news at dinner because I'm waiting to watch my, like, you know, it ended up being this like 32 seconds of fame, literally in the last segment of the entire news show.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. But we watched the whole news show. But during the breaks, there was a BDC commercial at every break. And they were beautiful commercials that my kids just loved. And if you know the ones I'm talking about, this is just in the last month. And it was about like becoming entrepreneur, but it was like very like artistic and symbolic and very like gorgeous. Can you tell me about the process of creating those commercials and what that was like? Because they had an impact on my own kids. My kids were talking about them and I was like, that's impressive.
So thank you for opening the door for me to talk about it, because the theme is actually opening doors for entrepreneurs. So last year, so we had a new leader come on board a year and a half ago, Isabelle Hudon. And as part of our new mandate with BDC, we went on into a strategic review. And as a development bank, we want to make sure that we're complementary to other financial institutions. And one of the things that we want to do more is reach more entrepreneurs, but also be able to serve entrepreneurs that are typically not as well served by other financial institutions. So one of the big mandate that we give ourselves as part of the renewed strategy is how can we reach more entrepreneurs and open doors to those that are typically not well understood, not well served by other financial institutions, but who want to contribute to building successful businesses. So whether it's women entrepreneurs, indigenous entrepreneurs, Black entrepreneurs of all makings, but it can also be underfunded industries like the creative industries where we launched something. So to make a long story short, we had a new renewed strategy. We also redefined our purpose statement. And it's a very powerful statement, which is to empower a nation of dreamers and doers to build a better tomorrow for all. Because we believe at BDC that the dreamers and doers are these entrepreneurs who make things happen, and it makes our economies more lively. So with that insight and those new things, we said, well, we need to signal change with our advertising that BDC is onto something big and ambitious for the 10 years to come. And so we worked with Cassette, our partner for the past 7 years at the very least. And we came up with two concepts that are quite different for BDC. We are really well known for being the bank for entrepreneurs, but with the renewed strategy, we wanted to be known to wanting to do more, to go further. And so we used the platform Bank of Ambitions, because it's the ambition that we seek for ourselves to reach more entrepreneurs from underserved backgrounds. And the Bank of Ambitions is also the ambition that we want to materialize and make come true of these entrepreneurs that are also making a difference in their communities. So we had two TV spots. One is opening doors and the other one is breaking the glass ceiling. So two very well-known, I would say, metaphors that people can relate to, but that uniquely BDC can reinforce in the marketplace because we're a development bank. We do that to create a more inclusive, a more prosperous, and a more sustainable Canada. And so I'm happy you noticed this. It was a very different approach. Music was at the center of these spots. It was very metaphorical. And I can tell you, as a marketer, we got our results from how the ad is performing, because that's quite important at the end of the day. And we surpassed all industry norms. But it's also, yesterday, somebody was telling me, a women entrepreneur in Saskatchewan got to BDC because she saw the glass ceiling ad and she said, I didn't think BDC would have been for me. But when I saw the ad, I actually picked up the phone and I called BDC. And guess what? She's now our client.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
It's amazing. No, they're very beautiful. It reminded me of like kind of the old, remember the old Apple iPod commercials that were just like very music-centric and artistic. And,
wow, that's a great parallel. Thank you for that. I'm going to take it for sure.
That's great. So for you, like coming up, what's your team thinking about? Kind of like trends that you're following or trends that you're excited about or things that you're like, man, it's on the surface. I know you can't go into maybe too much details because maybe you got stuff on the hopper that's about to be announced, but maybe something that your team's excited about or you're thinking about a lot.
Yeah, well, there's one thing that excites me, but also that scares me. I'm going to say it this way. It's generative AI or operational AI. So we all heard of ChatGPT. We talked about it briefly. Obviously, it is clear to me that it's going to disrupt marketing and communications. It can disrupt in a good way, but it's unclear how much of a good way it will be versus some things that could also be a little bit more threatening to organization, whether it's disclosing some of your IP or some of the things that were unique to you. So I think that we're going to have to thread carefully. So right now we're doing some experiments with my team. We believe that we can gain a lot from an efficiency perspective, leveraging the likes of ChatGPT, similarly DALL-E from a creation of images, unique creative. So we're exploring like a little lab, little experiment to see how much efficiency, but also what can we learn from that so we continue evolving? OpenAI and this new ChatGPT will be a game changer in many spheres. And I do believe it's going to be a game changer in marketing communication. So that's why we need to be ahead of the game, trying it, seeing the limits, seeing the possibilities. So again, that's why I'm saying it's exciting, but also a bit scary.
Yeah. No, 100%. Annie, are you ready for the rapid fire?
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Okay.
I'm going to try to keep up.
Nice, nice. So yeah, just short, quick, first thing that comes to your mind. What was your first ever job?
Well, real job? McDonald's.
Yes.
Nice. Cashier.
Night owl or early bird?
I'm definitely an early bird.
Nice. Cat or dog person?
Neither, no, but more cat. I would never have a dog. More cat. I would say I had a cat for decades. So cat, I guess.
What was the first thing that you marketed?
Events. And from a product perspective, because I was more in the PR side. So events like rock concerts and even a car ice racing challenge. I was in charge of putting that to market.
Very cool. Dark or milk chocolate?
Dark chocolate is healthier.
Nice. What is your favorite word right now?
Ford.
What is the last charity you supported financially or with your time and why?
So I do take great pride in the causes that I support. So I've been on the board of Fondation Marie-Vincent, so Marie-Vincent Foundation, which helps children and adolescents sexually abused. So it is not something that we're comfortable talking about, but that's why I've been very engaged into that cause for years. So the Marie-Vincent Foundations provide very integrated services for children and adolescents. And so actually this morning I was having a meeting with the team as I've been on the board. So I continue supporting that cause. And very recently also Fit Spirit. So it's to encourage teenage girls to stay active. We know that the teenage years tend to be very difficult for self-esteem, for confidence in girls. So making sure that they stay active. So they got the encouragement from other girls is very important. So I do that too.
Wow, that's incredible. What is a movie that you just love you could watch over and over again?
Over and over. I'm like more of the last movie that I've watched. That's how my memory works. And so I've been doing a bit of traveling. And so the last one I watch is Bullet Train with Brad Pitt.
Nice.
It's not that sweet, but it's one of a kind.
Yeah, some great Thomas the Tank Engine references throughout, for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. What's your favorite song or album on repeat right now?
Oh, you know what? Music always plays within our house. I've got two children, 1, 9, and 11, and my spouse. We always have music. So we moved from jazz. Last week was the Beatles. We want to make sure that they know the classic. So it was Beatles on repeat constantly to a point where I said, I think we're good to move on to something else. So, and obviously my daughter is all into like the Harry Styles and Shawn Mendes. So it's very, very varied.
Okay. Very cool. I recently watched Lyle Lyle Crocodile, who is actually a singing voice of Shawn Mendes throughout the whole movie. So it's a crocodile who sings.
Go.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Now, in another multiverse, if you weren't doing this job, what would you be doing with your life?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think I would go back to my origin story where communications, whatever form of communications, how I can contribute organizations, non-for-profit, there's got to be a communications component, can be with, you know, my body or whatever. There's got to be a communications perspective, but it could be teaching. It could be, you know, any form of being able to communicate something, to socialize something important to audiences. I don't know. Yeah. That's a good question.
What's an app on your phone you can't live without?
Oh, Waze.
Yeah, nice.
You know what? I'm so wanting to be efficient with my life.
Yeah.
That going from point A to point B, even if it's for 10 minutes, I'm going to use Waze because I want to make sure that I take the shortest route to get there.
Oh, that's awesome. And with that, have you upgraded your little car? What is your car image there? Did you do something fun with that?
I haven't changed it.
Okay. At one point there, you could change it to a Paw Patrol car. And my kids were fascinated that we could be a Paw Patrol vehicle at one point. So
is that so?
Yeah. Yeah. Waze is, they're kind of crazy like that.
I can customize it. So I'm going to have a look for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
With other Wazers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What is your favorite children's book?
I've been a lot into the Disney classics.
Yeah. Nice.
Most of them, I read them to my kids. So yep. Three Little Pigs. I think these classics, you never go wrong. I mean, there's a great story behind it. And so that's what I used to read to them before bedtime.
Very cool. Very cool. What's the best thing you ever bought for under $10?
Maybe it's boring, but lip balm.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I can't live without it.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in Canada, right?
Yeah.
You're more on the West Coast, but with the changing temperature, I need to have it. It's dry, it's humid and this and that. So lip balm.
Yeah, no, it's very, very vital. Whenever I travel to Ontario or Quebec, I need my lip balm for sure.
There you go.
What is the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
It's a big one, having kids.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very big one.
And you know what? I'm so happy I did.
Yeah.
Aww. The most beautiful thing.
Very cool. Very cool. Business or marketing books that you'd recommend?
There's one book that somebody recommended to me that I would recommend in a heartbeat. It's How Will You Measure Your Life by Clayton Christensen. It's really about finding meaning in life and in your career. And it's a very profound book that is worth reading, you know, every other year. It stuck with me. And there's something in it that's about how do you open yourself throughout your life to either seizing or not seizing opportunities. So there's really something profound that resonated with me. And actually, I should probably have to read it again.
Yeah. No, that's a great recommendation. A book that you'd reread must be a good one. That's really helpful. I'm going to check that one out. That's great. Thank you. Podcast that you recommend?
You know what? I consume so many podcasts. Every morning I go for either a walk or a run. So I'm always, always listening to something. That's my way of reconnecting with myself, but also to getting up to speed with what's going on. So I get periods where I've got podcast fatigue, but the two that I keep on listening is The Daily from the New York Times, because I find listening to the news, like the news cycle on TV, is very depressing. So that's a short, condensed way of getting world news, like 30 minutes in the morning. So I listen to The Daily. Not every morning. I look at the topic and I will listen to it very regularly. And closer to home in Canada, The Current, which is similar, it's CBC podcast. And this is my way of keeping up with what's going on in the world and closer to home. Otherwise, like the HBR, the Tim Ferriss, I will regularly look at some of these themes, the Knowledge Project, the Anxious Achiever. I could show you a screenshot of my RSS radio podcast list. It's like, it's just never ending. I'm adding up constantly. And what I've started to do is also from these, I learn of these podcasts start to promote other podcasts. So I listen, and then right now, for instance, I'm listening to the Witch Trial of J.K. Rowling, you know, the famous, the lady who wrote the series of Harry Potter. And it's fascinating. She got into somewhat of a controversy over the past few years, and understanding the context in which it happened, very interesting.
Yeah. No, fascinating. Yeah, podcasts have this amazing ability to go really deep. It's really cool in topics, for sure. Any newsletters or websites that you'd recommend?
So out of the podcast that I listen, some of them will send a weekly recap with some nuggets. So I like to look at those. Otherwise, I will scroll like the Globe and Mail and La Presse in Quebec just to keep up to date with what's going on. It's also, as a marketer and communicator, I need to understand. So these are pretty much what I would be watching for.
Yeah, no, that's really great. And I'm going to recommend, because BDC has a newsletter that I actually quite like, and you send out ideas and inspiration. So
in business, thank you, Darren.
Yeah, yes.
I should have mentioned that.
Okay. I like it. I subscribed. There's probably three newsletters that I actually like really consume and read, and that's one of them. So it's actually like, because some of them just put in so much fluff and try too hard. But like Amber Mack does an amazing job. Like Connor from Junction does an amazing job. You guys at BDC actually does an amazing job. So, and it's not a sales
pitch. So thank
you
for that. Yeah. And so our newsletter, In Business, and you can subscribe to it on bdc.ca, really seeks to provide advice to entrepreneurs through themes that we see are very timely and very important. You're going to get economic updates, what's hot, what's not, what you should pay attention to. So it's not so much about what we believe is important, it's really what the market is telling us is important. So we're trying to be very relevant and personalized when we put out In Business.
Doing a great job. Any life hacks that you'd be willing to share?
My personal most important one is every morning I wake up earlier than my family. And I was doing that even before having kids. I exercise, I meditate a little bit, and I exercise. And I've always felt that's my own way to steal a little bit of the day, because once the day unfolds with what I do in life, like communications, there's no way I can catch up to staying healthy and working out. So at the end of the day, I know that I will have had this 30, 45 minutes to myself. I try to go out every single morning, rain or shine, snowstorm or not, just to get fresh air. So that's been my life hack, and I'm very disciplined with it. So I do that very early. And I think that's what's keeping me healthy and mentally a little bit more stable.
It's amazing. I know we touched briefly on these questions, but skills required for a new economy and kind of what your recommendation is for like people getting into the marketing industry and what you look for in kind of these new hires.
I'm going to go back to curiosity.
Yeah, great.
Even for myself, there are things that I would have never thought that I would have to learn or get to know. For instance, everything pertaining to data, everything pertaining to AI, that's not something I learned in school, but it's become very, very important. So curiosity and openness to learn new thing, obviously financial acumen, a minimum of financial acumen, yeah. whether you're in financial industry or not, I think is important because marketing is very data, performance driven discipline. If you want to be credible within an organization, you need to understand what's the impact of the marketing dollars that you're putting out there, how it's contributing to the business. So I would say like curiosity, understanding the importance of data, understanding the importance of the impact on the business. So these would be important things. And obviously, and I guess it's paramount to everything that I've said from a skills perspective, is caring for others, being very, very close to and being inclusive in embracing other people's perspective.
Incredible. Anything else you want to leave with listeners, viewers today?
Well, I feel very humble. I think it's a, I feel fortunate to be in marketing communications because it's been a journey. It's expanding so much to a point where now it's starting to be broken down in different disciplines. But I would say that if you're somebody who likes to learn, who likes to be challenged, marketing is definitely an area where you want to play.
Amazing. Annie, where can people find you, find BDC online? Where's the best place to follow?
So bdc.ca, we're obviously on all social networks, LinkedIn being the primary one because that's where entrepreneurs spend also a lot of their time. So you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. That would be the best place to find me or BDC.
Amazing. Annie, thank you so much for being here. This was a thrill. Cheers to you and the amazing work BDC is doing.
Such a pleasure, and I'm envious of your mug.
For those that are listening, I actually have a BDC mug, and Annie, sadly, for some reason, does not. I was sent one. I think Isabel Landry sent me one, so she's been. We've been doing
a
series.
Yeah, like
who was amazing, and you may have heard Isabel sharing in one of our many CDAP webinars that we've been doing together.
Yes.
But it's been a huge joy
Check
to work with you on that. Yeah, 100%. Check out the BDC newsletter. I can't encourage you enough. And again, if you own your agency, if you're looking for a bank that gets and knows and really understands entrepreneurs, BDC is a great place to check out for sure. And full disclosure, this is not a sponsored episode. I am just actually genuinely a fan of all things BDC. So, and again, if you are looking to hire Indigenous talent, again, huge kudos to BDC for investing in seeing more Indigenous talent entering our industry. So Annie, thank you again.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, Darian.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us this episode of Marketing News Canada. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.